And so these remarkable Raiders, picked for last in the West, roared into hostile San Diego for the AFC Championship game. In a classic contest, the Raiders struck first when a deflected pass was alertly turned into a 65-yard touchdown by Raymond Chester, number 88. Following a meticulously prepared game plan, Jim Plunkett rolled right and hit Cliff Branch to set up another score. Silver and black precision passing produced a third touchdown on a picture-perfect strike to a wide-open Kenny King. The offensive line and Derek Jensen blasted a runway for Mark Van Egan as the Raiders scored touchdown number 4. Ted Hendricks, Willie Jones, John Matuszak, Dave Browning, Cedric Hardman, Reggie Kinlaw, Joe Campbell and company attacked San Diego relentlessly, creating interception opportunities for daring pass defenders like Burgess Owens, number 44, Lester Hayes, number 37, and combative Dwayne Osteen, number 35. Intense man-to-man coverage by Monty Jackson, number 42, and Otis McKinney, number 23, helped forge a silver and black shield against a celebrated passing attack. The final quarter featured the field goal accuracy of Chris Barr and a decision to pound out the game's final minutes by giving the ball to pressure-proof all-time rushing leader Mark Van Egan, number 30.
It is all over. The jubilation begins. The Raiders are bound for the Super Bowl for the third time, climaxing one of the great stories in football in recent years, the total resurgence of the silver and black. New Orleans, here come the Raiders.